We're here with two stalwarts of the defense, Brian Cooper and Gordon Murray. First of all, Gordon, congratulations on the All-American selection.
All right, thank you.
How did you feel?
I felt pretty good about it. You know, I wouldn't have gotten that selection mainly without guys like this guy to my left, Brian Cooper, and everyone else on the defense that may not have gotten recognized. But without those guys, you know, I wouldn't have gotten any recognition. And I owe it to them. And to be honest, you know, we're one unit, and I view this getting this award as, you know, our overall achievement.
Yeah, the real award is on Monday. Let's be real. I mean, that's what you're all here for, and that's the first thing Nico said. But we'll start with Gordon. You think, and I'm not asking you to give anything away, but it's pretty obvious you'll probably draw Kavanaugh to start, or is that still kind of up in the air?
You know, everything's always up in the air, but, you know, I've guarded him in the past, so we'll see when it happens, but, you know, I look forward to playing just with my unit.
Yeah. Kavanaugh, if I remember correctly, in the second game, it was only, like, toward the end that he kind of picked up on transition, but what the heck, they only scored 5 goals.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
6 goals, sure. Unfortunately, 6. Right, unfortunately. But, working with Casey, of course. Talk about Nico as the leader of the troop out there.
You know, he's a great leader, especially in the goal. He's very vocal. You know, he keeps us on point. You know, just overall on and off the field, Nico's a guy that kind of, him and Brian are kind of guys that glue us all together. You know, we all have different personalities, but, you know, these two guys, Brian and Nico, especially the guys that have kind of brought the bond and made the bond stronger within everyone in our defensive unit. And, you know, without these guys, I don't know what it's going to be like, but that's something we think about for next year. But for now, you know, we got them, and we're going to try to succeed in getting our goal and playing on Monday and moving forward. So.
Yeah, you're losing a lot of leaders. Of course, one of them is right here, short stick defensive midi Brian Cooper. And I was talking with Casey about the ground balls, how Maryland's done so well with this year. Is it a product of practice, or is it just a product of personnel, whatever, Jesse or whoever?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both. We spent a lot of time with, like, the technique, you know, behind ground balls, you know, proper scooping, getting low, protecting our hands while we're running through the ball, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, when you're on the field, it's every ground ball we look at as a dogfight or a war. Like, every face-off with Charlie and Mike or myself on the wings, like, we go after every ground ball as hard as we can, because we know that, you know, those ground balls pretty much make the difference in the scoreboard at the end of the game. So
we know how important the ground balls are with Liam O'Connor on the other side of Charlie, but everybody here knows Charlie's the man. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's the ground ball guys too. You've been here before, okay? And let's talk about being from Maryland. Talk about the Maryland legacy and part of the reason why you went to Maryland and how that reigns on your mind this weekend.
You know, Maryland, growing up, you know, just 20 minutes from College Park, it's always a school that I followed in all sports. You know, being a basketball, football fan growing up, I family had season tickets to those. And then, you know, as I got a little older and got more into lacrosse, started coming to all the Maryland lacrosse games. And so I take a lot of pride in wearing the jersey. I think that it's been a pretty incredible thing to be able to play for the team that you're a fan of, like, growing up. I think that's pretty special. And just this state and how it like welcomes lacrosse, how it views lacrosse. And, you know, I remember like the Duke semifinal game is probably one of my best memories from Maryland, even though I was a freshman and didn't step on the field. It was just pregame, coming out to the stadium and having like 40,000 people here.
I've never seen anything like it, to tell you the truth. And, I mean, you'll see it tomorrow, Gordon. You're just not going to believe it, all right? And who gets to carry the flag till Saturday? Has that been decided?
Oh, we kind of been, the last couple of weeks, we've kind of been doing it like right before the game, giving it to a senior. I did it for the Hopkins game, so I'm definitely not doing it again. But somebody else, maybe a senior.
Let's talk for a minute about the Hopkins game. That probably was the only game this year that we just weren't there.
Yeah.
The Terps were not there that day.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a wake-up call?
Yeah. Defensively, I know that we didn't play a good... I think that's the worst game by far we played this season. You know, UNC, like, They're a dynamic offense. They're tough to cover. They made a lot of plays. I think we beat ourselves a lot in the Hopkins game. And I think that really stunk for us, especially just because that rivalry, and then being in film that Monday, just seeing all the plays that we could have made that we didn't, that could have made a difference. It was bad, you know. But we learned a lot from it, and I think that our defense since then has been very strong,
to say the least. Goran, talk about the effect of the freshman on the team. You've got him across the board, but what a jump, you know, to these kids. Are they going to be ready on Saturday?
You know, since the fall, since the day they got here in August, you know, it was kind of our job, more so upperclassmen and as a defensive, because most of the guys who are new are on offense. You know, we felt like we had to take them in. And, you know, as an older brother would, you know, you kind of beat up on your younger brother a little bit. And that's what we did all fall. So they're used to it. I'm actually excited to see how they're going to play tomorrow. I think they're going to do a great job. You know, they've had to deal with us for so long right now. And I got real strong faith in them. I think they're going to do great out there. But other than that, you know, this young group of guys, they're great guys. Just you know, despite lacrosse, on and off the field, they're great guys, and I wouldn't trade any of them. And
I know you guys realize that when you go out there, you're representing the history of Maryland lacrosse, and
yeah,
especially when it's in Baltimore, it's different, you know, and it is an advantage. Or maybe you have to watch yourself becoming too psyched up, but it's big time. And before I let you go, your brother's tearing them up in the big leagues, isn't he?
Yeah, he's had a pretty good season so far.
I was looking at the Ohio team, the machine.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Terps on it. Holy cow.
Yeah, a whole lot. I think there's a Jake Bernhardt, obviously, he's on it. Farrell, Phipps.
Bill McClone.
McClone, yeah. So there's a lot of guys, and he's having a blast. And getting to play with, like, Farrell's a really good friend of his, Phipps, and obviously Jake, so it's been a blast.
Hey, listen, guys, get out there and do it. You know, you've had a great year, but let's keep it going. We get to Monday, just look toward Saturday, but let's keep it going. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
All right. Hey. Thanks, Goran.
No problem.